करने जा रहे हैं डॉक्टर लूसी चैम्बर्स से, जो हमें डायबिटीज के बारे में थोड़ी जानकारी देंगी. सो अ वेरी गुड मॉर्निंग टू यू लूसी, लूसी चैम्बर्स, डॉक्टर लूसी चैम्बर्स आई शुड से. वेलकम टू आवर स्टूडियोस.
गुड मॉर्निंग. गुड मॉर्निंग. थैंक्स फॉर हैविंग मी ऑन द शो.
इट्स लवली टू हैव यू बैक. इट्स रियली नाइस टू हैव यू ऑन द शो. एंड बिफोर वी गो एनी फर्दर, हाउ आर यू?
I'm very well, thank you. I am looking forward to the weekend and hopefully some sunshine and the start of spring, but I'm good, thank you.
With the sunshine, a little bit of heat would be nice as well. Not too much, but a little bit. That would certainly be nice. Yeah. So, can you please remind our listeners a little bit about yourself before we go any further? And today we'll be talking about something that's very important to most of us, and that's diabetes. So a little bit about yourself first, and then I'll ask you my first question.
Yeah, good morning, everyone. So my name's Lucy Chambers. I work at a charity called Diabetes UK. So we're the largest charity in the UK for supporting people with diabetes, all types of diabetes. And I work in the research department and help people understand about our research and why it's important, and help people get involved in what we do as well.
Thank you so much. And talking about diabetes, and as you mentioned, the charity as well, Diabetes UK, and it's the first question that comes to mind is, can you please tell us about diabetes and how this condition is affecting the South Asian community?
So diabetes, most people have heard of it. It's a very common condition. So there's 4.9 million people in the UK that are living with diabetes currently. And there's a further 13 million people who are at risk of developing it. So it's a serious condition. And I should think everyone knows someone who's living with it or at risk with it. So there's two main types of diabetes. The most common type, as listeners probably know, is called type 2 diabetes. And this is the type of diabetes where your body makes insulin, but it doesn't work properly, or your body can't make enough insulin. And this can make your blood sugars become too high, and you need to do something about that. So some people with type 2 diabetes can control their diabetes by changing their diet and doing more exercise, but many other people will need to take tablets or insulin to control their diabetes. And the reason I'm talking to you today is because we know that type 2 diabetes doesn't affect everyone equally. And that people from Bangladeshi, Pakistani and Indian backgrounds are particularly vulnerable to type 2 diabetes. So I work in research, and there's some pretty scary stats out there. So we know from research that people from South Asian communities are up to four times more likely to be diagnosed with type 2 diabetes than white people. And we know that people from South Asian backgrounds are also more likely to be diagnosed at a younger age. So the risk of developing type 2 diabetes for people from South Asian backgrounds increases from the age of 25. For white people, this age is 40. And we also know that people, South Asian people who are living with diabetes, have worse health outcomes. So they're more at risk of developing diabetes complications, such as problems with eyes, feet, and heart disease, and things like that. So for us at Diabetes UK, this is really unacceptable. And we're working really hard to tackle these health inequalities.
Okay. And, you know, my next question, it is regarding your research as well, because you work in the research department, as you mentioned, and we know that you do. So could you please tell us why research is so important and how people can get involved?
Yeah, so for us, research, well, as a charity, we're working really hard to work out new ways to prevent diabetes from occurring, new ways to treat it, and hopefully one day to find a cure. And we know that we won't do these things unless we invest in research. So research is really important for us as a charity. We've got about 140 research projects on our book worth over £30 million. And for us, getting people with diabetes or people at risk of diabetes is really important for us, because they're the people that will tell us what the problems are that they're dealing with and where we need to invest in more research. And we want to make sure that our research is benefiting all people with diabetes from all backgrounds. So for us, it's really important that we have diversity of voices in our research, that we're listening to people from different communities and hearing about their different needs and concerns. So we encourage people to get involved in research in lots of ways. They can come and work with us as a charity and help us decide which research projects can get funded. They can help us make decisions about where we're going to work with people in the future to make our research more accessible to certain communities. And of course, people can actually take part in research trials as well. And that's really important, that we have diverse people taking part in research trials, so the outcomes of the research are benefiting everyone who has diabetes, not just a certain group of people.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I also hear about your workshop. So I'm just going to ask you about that now, because I hear that you're looking for South Asian people to actually take part in a Diabetes UK workshop in June. So could you please tell us a little bit more about that for our listeners, and also who can sign up?
Sure, yeah. So we are running a two-day workshop in Leicester. It's taking part, as you said, on the 20th and 21st of June, and we're looking for people from the South Asian community to take part. So the purpose of this workshop is to work out ways to make sure that diabetes research is inclusive and it's benefiting people from all ethnicities and backgrounds. And this is particularly including South Asian people, because we know that they are particularly at risk of type 2 diabetes. So we want to make sure that the research that we're involved in is really benefiting the South Asian community. So we are looking for Indian, Pakistani, Bangladeshi people who have diabetes at the moment, or have been told by their doctor that they're at risk of developing it, who can come along on the 20th and 21st of June. You don't need any experience of taking part in research. You don't need any experience of working with charities. You don't need any experience or knowledge of research at all. What we're looking for is for people to come along and just be open and honest about their experience of living with diabetes or being told they're at risk of it, and to share their views as well about what they think about research, what they think about getting involved with research, and why they may or may not want to do that. So it's really just about being honest and open and sharing your experiences.
So that's what people will be doing during the workshops, sharing about their experiences, etc.
Yes.
And what else can people do during these workshops?
So they'll be listening to healthcare professionals and scientists talk about their work, and they'll be talking to those researchers and healthcare professionals as well to help them understand what they think about their work and how they might or might not want to get involved, and to really help them understand what the needs of the South Asian community are. For people who want to get involved, I'd just like to say the workshop's obviously completely free for them to get involved. We are offering a payment of £50 voucher a day for each day that that you attend to thank people for their time. Of course, all travel, accommodation, if people need to stay over, and food and drinks will be covered. And I'd also like to say, obviously, taking part would have a huge benefit for the South Asian community. It will really help us make sure that the voices of people from the community are being heard in research. And ultimately, if you take part, you'll know that you're improving the care, the diabetes care that the community is receiving in the long term.
Okay. So the final question now, you know, because the one thing people usually ask is what will they benefit from that, and you've already mentioned that, so I'm sure people out there listening, they do pay attention to what has been said. And you know, overall, when we talk about something that's related to our health, it's always something worth the while, and it's a really remarkable thing that you're doing with such things like a workshop and all that, and raising more awareness and everything. So I do hope that more and more people attend as well. How can people find out more?
We'd love to hear from you. If you just want to find out more, we don't need you to commit at the stage, but if you'd like to find out more, please do send us an email. The email address is research@diabetes.org.uk. That's research@diabetes.org.uk. And my colleague, Jodie Chan, will be in touch to tell you more and tell you more about being involved and what it entails. Or you can check out Sabra's Twitter and Facebook social media posts where we've got some more information about the workshop and getting in touch. So we'd love to hear from you. We'd love to answer your questions about the workshop. And of course, we'd love you to take part and make sure that we're serving the needs of the South Asian community and that they're getting the diabetes care that they deserve.
Thank you so much for all that information, Lucy. And I'd really look forward to, actually, I would love to talk to you again closer to the date, because the workshop is in June 20th and 21st of June. So it would really be nice to speak to you again closer to the date so that we can remind our listeners about it once again.
Thank you. And just a quick reminder that there's a bit of a deadline, so we'd love to hear you by the 14th of March, which is next week. But any point next week, if you'd like to get in touch to say you're interested, we'd really love to hear from you as soon as possible. But yes, I'd love to talk to you again, especially once the workshops happen, to let you know and let the listeners know about what the outcomes were and what we're going to do about what the recommendations told us to do.
Thank you so much for that, and I wish you all the best.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you. You take care and have a great day. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. डॉक्टर लूसी चेंबर्स जिनसे हम बात कर रहे थे अभी और उन्होंने बताया है इस वर्कशॉप के बारे में जो 20 और 21 जून को होने वाली है और डायबिटीज यूके चैरिटी की तरफ से जैसे ये काम करती हैं और अपना जो योगदान इन्होंने दिया है इस चैरिटी को दे रही हैं वहीं पर इसके बारे में उन्होंने बताया भी है कि कब ये वर्कशॉप होने वाली है और इससे हमें क्या उम्मीद जो है हम कर सकते हैं क्या क्या हमारे जो सवाल हैं उनके जवाब उन्होंने दिए. अगर आपने इस बातचीत को सुना है बहुत बढ़िया बात, लेकिन अगर आपने इस बातचीत को मिस कर दिया है तो आप हमारी वेबसाइट sabrasradio.com पर जाकर कार्यक्रम के बाद इस बातचीत को एक बार फिर सुन सकेंगे. लिसन अगेन ऑप्शन में 28 दिन के अंदर अंदर आप ये बातचीत दोबारा सुन सकते हैं. शुक्रिया और एक बार फिर से डॉक्टर लूसी चेंबर्स का भी हम शुक्रिया अदा करना चाहेंगे